This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4:57.5, down 5 on the open. September, 4:69, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3:58, down 1 on the open. September, 3:77, up a quarter. December, 3:93.5, unchanged. March, 4:07, down 2 on the open. July corn opened at 2:31.5, down 4 on the open. September, 2:43.25, down 3.75. December, 2:57.5, down 3.75. March, 2:68.75, down 3.5. May, 2:75.25, down 3.5. July, 2:82.5, down 4 on the open. July oats opened at 1.97, up a half on the open. September, 1:93.5, down a half. July soybeans open at 5.91, down 9.25 on the open. August, 5.98.5, down 8. September, 6.04, down 9.5. November, 6.17.5, down 9.5. January, 6.25.5, down 9.75. March, 6.33.5, down 9.75 on the open. July soybean meal open at 178.60, down 2.30 on the open. August, 179.50, down 2.40. July soybean oil open at 24.55, down 31 on the open. August, 24.65, down 41. Over at the Merck, August feeders open at 112, down 57.5 on the open. September, 111.40, down 57.5. October, 110, down 60 on the open. June live cattle open at 81.57.5, down 7.5 on the open. August, 83.15, down 30. July lean hogs opened at 76.40, up 92.5 on the open. August, 73.40, up 107.5. October, 62.25, up 32.5. December, 58.50, up 12.5 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 95 even, down 65 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, for months on end, Kurt, when we've come on Monday, it's always been to talk about the upside of the market, it seems like to me. There's a lot of red ink on that screen today, and July corn now 2:30.5, down 5, has been as low as 2:30 today. Are we going to test the March lows in this corn contract before the week is out?
Well, we're getting down to where it's just not too far away. If you look at the day chart, the low's 2:27.75, so we're down here to where it's within striking distance. Whether or not we can hold there and have some type of recovery, we're fixing to find out. The market is incredibly oversold. The moisture around and forecast of moisture is going to probably keep the market on somewhat of defensive. The main concern is long liquidation. The funds are still estimated to be huge net longs in the marketplace. As we continue to stay on the defensive here and keep the moving averages pointed south, we'll see that liquidation continue here for a while. This morning, though, we did see a little sign that corn was good value to some other countries. Japan did buy 203,000 tons of U.S. corn and did sell 116,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. So 319,000 tons went on the books as a sale, which is fairly huge. So we just need to see a lot more of that take place. Here at 10 o'clock, we'll see what the export inspections report shows. They're looking for wheat shipments to be anywhere from 12 to 17 million bushels, corn anywhere from 43 to 48 million bushels, and the beans 7 to 11. So Hopefully demand can kick in on this break here to help offset the negative weather forecast.
Depending on who you listen to, the funds are estimated to be long somewhere between 180 and 190,000 contractors. What we're seeing this morning, long liquidation?
I believe so. When it's all said and done, I would think that if we do close lower here, that we're going to see the volume and open interest report shows a lower open interest number as they sort of head to the sidelines.
Got to ask you then, looking out to the December contract, are we going to be putting the March low in there in place at 249 and a quarter? We're a little bit farther away than we are on the July contract.
Well, on the D's, if you're a technician and you use Fibonacci retracements, this 56 area is 62% back down to the December low. So I think technicians will watch this 56 level in the D's real close today. Time-wise, if you're wanting to use a little voodoo and the sign of the moon, we do have the first day of the summer here on Wednesday the 21st. So there's some things technically and analytically wise where we are in search of the low, whether it's today or Wednesday. We'll know here on Thursday for sure.
Is soybeans following corn on the double-digit break here?
Somewhat. These beans have, when you step back and look at the big chart here, we really haven't gone anywhere over the last 4 months. We're sort of back into the middle of the range here near today's lows. It seems like these beans up in the upper 620s, they find resistance in November. It's down here in the low $6, they find support. We'll see what develops here. But, you know, longer term, fundamentally, we continue to, you know, question how beans can stay up here with the huge supplies we have around. The outside markets will probably be the key in the beans with your metals and energies. There's ideas we can solve our dispute or concerns with Iran that crude oil could drop anywhere from $10 to $12 a barrel here, as overbought as it is. You know, that may keep a lid on the beans also. Bean oil is down 66 points here this morning, and I think that's probably going to be the negative thorn in the side for the bean complex.
Are you of the mindset that if we break below $6 or go above $6.35, a case could be made easily on either of those scenarios for a 50 to 75 cent move?
From a long-term perspective, yes, but you got to be cautious about the initial breakout below or above, because basically we've had these wedge formations several times here over the last 3 or 4 months, and there's been no follow-through. But you got to sort of watch your support and resistance and go through there if we have confirmation and follow-through.
Looks like July wheat wants to test its April low at 351, excuse me. Is that what you're saying, too?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, we're down here. We're, if you look at a chart, you can draw a support line there for it to hold. I'd be watching the wheat real close, though. Any type of lower trade and higher close reversal action, you'll probably see the speculative crowd come back in on the buy side. If you look at the momentum indicators, they're sort of down here flat line, just dying to turn up at any time in through here. The voice of the tomb has given a buy signal here to buy wheat. Oftentimes traders like to use this early harvest pressure to buy wheat and look for a seasonal recovery as the pressure sort of subsides here once we get through at least half a harvest.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The current tick in Kansas City, July wheat, 458 and a half down four. At the Board of Trade, July at 358 down one. July corn, 231 down four and a half. December, 256 and three quarters down four and a half. March, 267 and a half down four and three quarters. July beans, 586 and a quarter down 14. Noves, 612 and a half down 14 and a half. July soybean meal, 178.20 down 270. July soybean oil, 24.20 down 66. Taking a look at Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mostly during the afternoon, highs ranging from 81 in northwestern Illinois to 90 in the far south. This afternoon, wind speeds at 10 to 20 miles per hour with minimum relative humidities of 40 to 50%. The extended scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing on a daily basis through at least Thursday in Illinois and Friday in Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock.